This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Christmas time. It's a wonderful time of year, isn't it? But there are some tricky family matters to negotiate, especially if you're a single person in a family of couples. You may find yourself sleeping on a blow-up mattress in the hallway and forking out for presents for a gazillion nieces and nephews who don't return the favour. Joanna Hayes, our spokesperson for single girls, is on the line to help us navigate Christmas, especially when the rest of your family is all coupled up. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
Not too bad. How do you feel about Christmas as a single person?
Oh, well, it has definitely been an adjustment once the siblings started getting married. And I guess just as we all get older anyway, Christmas changes up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I have definitely found some really difficult moments.
Now, you had a sense that things were changing the first time you all went to grandma's at Christmas with your married siblings. What
yes.
happened?
Well, there's in one of Grandma's spare rooms, the two single beds that my little sister and I, you know, shared a room at every visit to Grandma's since we were little kids.
Of course, yes.
But of course, now she was bringing the husband, and my brother and his wife were coming, and they had my niece who was still in very much the waking up all through the night stage, and so it pretty quickly became clear to me that the plan was for my sister and her husband to share the room that we normally shared, for my brother and his wife to have the other spare room, and for me to be dossing on the floor of the lounge room with my one-year-old niece, which, yeah, is obviously a bit of a change from Christmas's past.
So I take it you weren't too happy with that arrangement. You didn't really want to be in the room with the noisy clock and the waking niece.
Yeah, exactly, yes, because, there's the ticking death clock at Grandma's as well. And I think partly it's just that you suddenly feel like, oh, the category I fit into with our family is toddler, which is clearly not how I actually feel. So I did manage to actually chat to my sister about it. And she was like, oh, well, I'll boot my husband out and he can sleep on the floor in the lounge room instead, which was really nice of her to suggest that. And in the end, I actually did stay in the lounge room, but it was nice to at least have a bit of recognition, I guess, and capitulation.
Okay.
But it was really hard to say, so, hey guys, this is really awkward for me. I don't particularly feel like there's a space for me.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you learn from that experience then, Joanna? And how could families planning Christmas kind of do things in a more sensitive way?
Well, I guess actually planning is probably something that's quite useful. So thinking through the situation from the perspective of your single sibling or child, because again, like I think we just sort of go on autopilot a lot of the time and just kind of make the arrangement that will be the most convenient or whatever. But yeah, obviously kind of the single siblings, the single kids actually have some different needs, I guess. And also, seeing as we're going to spend the entire Christmas lunch talking about why I'm single, awkward time of year anyway. I just think planning ahead, actually thinking about the needs and concerns and asking, you know, so that the single sibling doesn't have to say, so much as I look forward to sitting at the kids' table,
No, surely not. But do you get the at Christmas time the hey? So have you met anyone?
Oh, constantly. Look, any time I see certain members of my family, that's the immediate question. But the really fun thing has been in the past few years, the like subtle questions regarding my sexuality, which is also fun.
Oh,
and I think they're just getting worse the older I get.
Oh.
But yeah, there's always the like, so have you met anyone? Or, you know, what's in the offing? And then lots of, oh, but that's okay. As though it's like, I know you've had your leg amputated, but you can still walk.
Now, Joanna, I have to say, in our family, we kind of alternate because two of us are married and two of us aren't. And so we have 1 year with my parents and then we have one with my husband. So that leaves the numbers really light in kind of the off years, right, for my single brother and sister. Do you have that situation and what do you do then?
Yeah, I have certainly spent a lot more time just with me and my parents than either of my siblings have. And lots of, like, it's even just interesting when it gets to the carpooling aspect of these sort of events. Because, you know, my brother and his family go in one car, my sister and her hubby go in another car, and I'm in the back with mum and dad. So the in-laws' views could be interesting. That's pretty much the same method for my family as well. There's kind of the off-years and the on-years. I've had one of my friends end up going to her brother's in-laws for Christmas, which was massively awkward, and she never wants to do it again. And she's actually decided now in her off-year, in the off-years of her family, that she's going to go away on holidays over Christmas.
We'll talk about holidays another time, Joanna. Definitely. Thanks for helping us to navigate some of the tricky aspects of Christmas. I think we're going to have to come back with another chat to talk about the gift-giving scenario, Joanna, because that can be a little uneven at times as well.
Yeah, lots to talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. It's Joanna Hayes talking about some of the challenges of doing Christmas as a single person.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.